If you look at tempers, we've had challenges with administration of this country. The challenges had to do with putting people who lack the academic and professional wherewithal in sensitive positions. And so if the person does not have the strong academic background, the probability that his or her interest and appreciation for research will be low is very high. And also, this person comes into office with strong political thinking and not development-oriented. And on the basis of this, the appreciation for findings from extant research will be a thing of the past. And that has been the challenge. And now is the time that we realize we can no longer leave the management of the economy in the hands of just anyone, but people who have the strong academic and professional knowledge to be able to manage the limited financial and natural resources. On the basis of this, we will be able to make good use of the research. A case in point has to do with challenges in the Ministry of Food and Agriculture just last year, you know, with regards to meeting some expectations of the European Union with regards to the export of goods from Ghana to the European market. Quickly, the Ministry of Food and Agriculture had to rope in some experts from University of Ghana, Legon, to help the ministry's technical men to ensure that the needed specification and standard is met. When this was done, you realize our items are accepted into the market and the ban on certain goods has been lifted.
We are celebrating 25th anniversary of the Fourth Republic. A lot of people are saying that still Ghanaians need to change our mindset, and it is our mindset that is giving us all these problems that we're facing as a country. We have issue with sanitation and institutions don't seem to be working. We have a lot of challenges. So how can we as Ghanaians appreciate research to the extent that we can apply them?
It is not only with the mindset, but it is based on the strategic political approach of some of the political parties, where the strategic approach basically means the perception that the type of people they believe should be in helm of affairs. This party believes it is for the have-nots, and therefore the have-nots should be put in high positions. You know, if it so happens, you end up killing the country, because the have-nots might not have the necessary skill and dexterity to effectively manage the resources that will be put in their trust. And I have mentioned, and I'll reiterate, you know, gone are the days when we had very limited number of people with formal education. As at the time of independence, only 6% of the estimated 6 million people, you know, could read and write. Now we have quite a large number of people who could read and write, forming even Unemployed Graduates Association of Ghana. On the basis of this, we have no reason or any excuse to put people who could barely read and write in sensitive positions and expect good results.
That was a chartered economist, Dr. Ebenezer Mensah Ashley.